We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Cassie, good morning to you.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to have you on here, and breaks my heart to point out that the Cardinals beat the Kansas City Royals last night.
Oh, gosh, I did not see that coming. You know, the Royals have been doing so well. Oh, you know how much I love them, but you just really have to put salt in that wound, huh?
I'm sorry. I caught you off guard there, right out of left field. So, apologize for that. Oh boy! You know what? I'm watching. I'm watching the president talk about these policies with China yesterday, and all of the headlines come out to how we got to hear Jim Acosta claim that the president has finally admitted that he's wrong. Go to cut 21.
Anderson, the president almost did something remarkable today. He almost admitted he was wrong.
Yeah, how about that? These are the headlines we get from the left. Who, Cassie? What I said earlier was, it's like watching a chess master play a bunch of people who only know how to play checkers. They have no idea what negotiation is about.
Absolutely, and I'm certainly not taking my economic thoughts and advice from Jim Acosta. Yeah. I'm not really even taking advice how to get to my own home from Jim Acosta, but the. And that's just it with these tariffs. The president has always said that we're going to do it so long as it makes sense for the American people. We have the wiggle room to do it right now because things are going so well. The economy is doing well. And you hear from folks in our manufacturing sector and our agriculture sector, they said we've never before had this opportunity to set China straight because normally we're fighting so close to the margins that we can't afford to take a little bit of a hit for the long-term gain. So the president always said, now's the time to do it, but I'm not going to do it to the point that it negatively impacts the American worker and consumer. But then you still have China who's back at the negotiation table. The president makes this announcement, and here they are still playing ball. So again, to your point about Jim Acosta being a little short on his negotiations knowledge, this is going to work in the long term. But again, the president's playing it very close to the line. He wants to make sure that it doesn't have too much of a negative impact so much that it we go backwards. And so, of course, he's playing it right. And I think he's got a really good group of people around him that are watching these things very closely and certainly more closely than Jim Acosta.
Right. No, I would agree. You know, Cassie, I wonder, I know that at various times, and I've had my friend Chris Arpson here, who has worked with Project 21 and some of the other conservative African-American groups in the country who've talked about outreach. And to switch gears here, I want to talk about what the president needs to do to prove to people in the African-American community that his policies are in their best interest as opposed to the policies we're hearing from the left who wants to give away the future of this country. What is the RNC doing along those lines? Can you tell us?
Sure. Well, to start with the RNC, I think you and I have talked about this. Our entire grassroots model is a neighbor-to-neighbor model. We don't have people that parachute into communities a couple months before an election. We go out and we recruit volunteers from within neighborhoods and communities because obviously you enjoy talking to your neighbor probably a lot more than you enjoy talking to somebody who comes in from Washington or elsewhere. And so our model gets there and we talk about the issues that matter most to us. And very much part of that are areas that are predominantly African-American or Hispanic or young people or older people. And so when your neighbors are talking to you, they're saying, gosh, well, how are things going today? Things are going well. Did you see that new business that opened up? Or so-and-so is hiring. And we train our teams to engage their neighbors in a way that pushes them to take an action, hopefully vote. So they are talking about, do you know why that is? That's because of the tax cuts, or that's because of this deregulation. Or that's frankly because the president kept his promise that he was going to come into our community, and maybe we're an opportunity zones community, and we're going to bring in more private business, private-public partnerships. And so all of this has to happen because you're talking to somebody that you know. And we've trained tens of thousands of people. With the campaign, we're going to have over 1 million people trained as volunteers by the time 2020 rolls around.
Oh, that's great.
And you better believe many of them are targeted in these areas that have been overlooked or taken for granted by Democrats, that are overlooked, not overlooked anymore.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I got about a minute left, but to your point, the president wins on his point about Baltimore, and when he points out that Congressman Cummings has represented that district for 40-plus years, spent millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes, and has done nothing to fix the problem.
Certainly, and in any number of these cities, Baltimore, Chicago, L.A., you know, that's held as a common fact in these cities, that they're not doing well and that they're being overlooked, or just people are saying, well, that's just what happens in that city. No, they've had Democrat leadership who has taken advantage of them. Corruption. Baltimore's last three mayors all had to resign under serious allegations of corruption. And the president, it only became controversial when he said it. But I think there are a lot of people in Baltimore saying, thank goodness someone is finally calling it like it is.
Yes.
And paying attention to us. And I think, like in 16, it was people in rural areas. I think the president this is a very strategic thing that he's doing by saying, those of you in these urban areas who have only ever known Democrat leadership, what have you got to lose? I'm working for you, and things will go better for you.
That
we do a leadership change.
Great point. Cassie, tell you what, I'll be rooting. You can root for both Missouri teams. That's okay. We got to run.
Oh, you know how that's.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.